I personally found the story of Sergeant Montgomery very moving. It's the deepest dream of all social reformers to convert hatred and intolerance into respect and love. And that story is like a prime, beautiful example of that happening in a person. Okay, of course, he had to save his life for it to happen, but that's another story. However, even as a well-known movie performer, choreographer, and dancer, you have personally experienced plenty of racial discrimination and ugly personal encounters numerous times over your life, including that situation you mentioned in the 70s, which happened to you when you stopped and asked for a bottle of soda. And I'm sure you've heard plenty of stories from your friends, and colleagues. So my question is, it must be very difficult not to be overcome by bitterness and angry feelings, as a result of these different experiences.
Yeah, go ahead.
So my question is, how have you dealt with these things in your own mind to like keep your own peace of mind?
Well, you say it's very difficult. It might be difficult to you, but it was never difficult to me, because I never dwelt on those things that I had. I never said, oh, why did I have to be black and suffer through this? I never thought like that. So it wasn't difficult for me because my thoughts was just different from that. I don't know how to explain it to you, Kurt, because I'm not bitter, and I never was. And it's always been kind of tough for me to be bitter against anyone. Unless that person is well, it's someone that's annoying to me personally. I knew how things were. I was born in the South. I knew how things were there. Okay, so that's the way it is, so I gotta be that way, Like when I was in the Army and all the guys would talk about I didn't like it when a person could use a black nigger and all of that stuff. I didn't like it, but I didn't feel like I needed to go and strangle him because he was saying this. He was saying it, I just looked upon it. I look upon it as this person is ignorant because he does not know me. He does not know how I feel, what I can do, what my capabilities are. He only can see the color of me, and that's what he's looking at. And I say to myself that that person is ignorant. I feel sorry for
He's holding on to his own ignorance.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry for him, right?